The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and then you can also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Very interesting thing. You know, I was looking at the schedule, and I noticed that Duke and North Carolina were playing tonight. Then I look over at ESPN, and I'm wondering, why is College Game Day at Waco, Texas, on the second round of Duke, North Carolina? And then I realized ESPN doesn't have the rights to Duke, North Carolina.
By Duke, North Carolina, you also mean the biggest game ever, no matter when they play.
Yes, but ESPN doesn't have the rights to Duke, North Carolina. CBS does. Therefore, I would be very interested to see how much ESPN talks about Duke, North Carolina today, because I don't think it's going to be much, because that's the way ESPN rolls. But I did find that very interesting, because it's such a big game. Very interesting also that we had two guests, experts on both sides. We had Rod Beard from the Detroit News covering Michigan, and then we had Joe Rexroad from the Lansing State Journal covering Lansing, or covering East Lansing and Michigan State. And very interesting that both of them pick Michigan, and both of them also pick them by about 4 to 6 points. You had Rexroad saying, what, 66-61 Michigan?
66-61 Michigan, and Rod Beard said 64-60. Yes.
Very interesting. The confidence in Michigan State is lacking, and this is what we've talked about, is that this game is big for this season. It's big for right now. It's big for implications of this season. But just because Michigan is better this year on paper does not mean they are a better program than Michigan State. And Michigan fans should watch out for that, because Michigan fans will now start to say, here we come, here we come, we're closing the gap. And Scott, that's not the issue here.
Yes, technically, it's a sweep over Michigan State, and that's huge. But most importantly, right now, like what Joe said, it's a win and you're in the NCAA tournament.
And it's a sweep over the worst Michigan State team in the last 10 to 12 years. So I'm not sure how much you can put into this sweep. The bigger issue here for Michigan is getting that NCAA tournament bid to boost your own program. Not to talk about rivalries with Michigan State, not to say, look, we swept you, here we come. It shouldn't have anything to do with Michigan State other than the fact that they are standing in the way between you and an NCAA tournament berth. Okay, that should be the only issue here. Yeah, it'd be great if you could sweep them for the first time since 96-97. That'd be fantastic. Doesn't matter. The sweeping is secondary to getting that NCAA tournament berth in a year that Michigan fans and Big Ten writers thought Michigan was going to be down there with Indiana and Iowa.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I mean, we predicted them back at the start of the season to maybe get a couple Big Ten wins. And right now, they're sitting at 8-9 with a chance to go 500. And as Joe pointed out, like we predicted, like just kind of projecting how this is going to finish. If they win today, if Michigan wins, they're the number four team in the Big Ten. Whoever wins is the number four team in the Big Ten this
year. I think just looking at Michigan's resume and just looking at what they would have to go forward, I think if Michigan wins today, they are in the tournament and ahead of Michigan State in the pecking order. Okay, you look at them. If they win today, Michigan finishes 19-12, 9-9 in the conference, a sweep of Michigan State, beat Minnesota, and most importantly, that Clemson win is becoming bigger and bigger as Clemson gets hot down the stretch. Clemson's 19-10 now. They're above 500 in the ACC. They're probably going to the tournament. So that's a key win over a tournament team at Clemson. Okay, that's a big win for Michigan. So if you count factor that into the fact that their strength of schedule is 22 compared to Michigan State's 10, okay, and their RPIs are not far off, I think that sweep over Michigan State puts them in the tournament.
Oh, I definitely think it puts them in. I don't know that it puts them ahead in seeding. I think the seeding will matter with the Big Ten tournament. If Michigan wins,
well, I'm not
they
talking about the Big
in.
Ten tournament. I'm talking about the NCAA tournament.
No, I mean, I know. I think the seeding for the NCAA tournament, if Michigan wins, will be based on how both teams do in the Big Ten tournament.
Okay.
Because both teams will make it in. It just matters because if that's the case, then you'd have Michigan State playing Indiana, then going on to play Wisconsin.
Yep.
And you'd have Michigan playing Illinois, where it would really matter, and then possibly Ohio State if they win. And that's where the seeding between the two would
Let
be dependent on
Let me rephrase what I said. They should be a higher seed than Michigan State. If they sweep Michigan State, I don't care what Michigan State does down the stretch. If you beat a team twice outside of Michigan State going out and beating Ohio State and winning the Big Ten tournament, Michigan should be a higher seed in Michigan State. And if Michigan State gets in after Michigan beats them twice and Michigan does not, then, my friend, you have some current controversy that we've been complaining we aren't getting in the NCAA tournament.
Well, if Michigan State loses today, the only way they should be allowed in the NCAA tournament, barring winning the Big Ten tournament, would be as a play-in. They should be the last one you'd have to fight your
way in. But that's still in. That's still in the tournament.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the way we're talking now, play-in is in the tournament at this point. And so, honestly, I don't think Michigan State deserves to get in if they lose to Michigan. Okay, and I know I'm probably making some people angry. Look at their body of work. They'd be 17-13, below or 500 in the Big Ten, and really, other than Wisconsin, no really sheer quality wins. That Washington win isn't nearly as attractive as it was. Minnesota isn't nearly as attractive as it was. It's Illinois and Wisconsin, and that's it. And when you mix that in with 13 losses, that, to me, is not a resume worthy of getting in the tournament.
Well, and just look then, your other loss, losing by how much you are. I mean, they got blown out by Iowa.
And Purdue.
It wasn't, yeah,
and
it
Wisconsin.
Wasn't just a bad loss. They're not just bad losses in the fact that it was a low RPI team. They're bad losses and they didn't show up to the court.
And even their bad losses to good teams are shrinking now because Syracuse isn't nearly as good as they were at the beginning of the year. Syracuse has dropped a lot in the RPI, so that bad loss doesn't look as good as it used to. Michigan State's got some big problems if they lose to Michigan today. Okay, break it down, Scott. X factors, who wins today?
Well, as I predicted earlier, I do think Michigan State wins. I think they have to show up, and I think they will. Draymond Green is going to tough it out, and I think Delvon Rowe, he's usually my X factor just because you don't know what's going to happen. If he's able to add much, he'll be the key. If he gives me 8 points, 8 rebounds, and is able to play good defense down low against Jordan Morgan, I like MSU's chances.
Score?
I don't know the score. Just MSU wins.
It's very political of you. I look at this game. If Kalen Lucas is the only guy that shows up for Michigan State, Purdue showed to me that teams can just let Kalen Lucas get his and just shut everybody else down, and Michigan State still can lose by 20 points. If that is the mentality that they take into this game, Michigan, I think they can win this game. They outplayed him the first time. I think they can outplay him again, especially at home. I look for a Michigan win, and I'll say by 5. There you go. I said something. What's up, Scott? We appreciate all the guests we had. Rod Beard, Detroit News, Joe Rexroad, Lansing State Journal, Jeremy Sampson, WILX TV, and Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press, talking about the Lions. Have a good weekend, everybody.